The Symphony of Sympathy. In the book Dark Threads the Weaver Needs, published in 1979, on pages 18 through 19 and 22, Herbert Lockyer wrote, "There is a world of difference between sympathy and sorrow. We can have a genuine sorrow for a friend facing heartbreak over some crushing trial or disappointment without the personal experience of what such a friend may be passing through, but we cannot have sympathy for him unless we have sat where he is sitting." Ezekiel 3:15 states, "I sat where they sat." Sim, S-Y-M, means with, and pathy, P-A-T-H-Y, is from pathos, meaning pain or sufferings. Thus the word implies suffering with another, or the capacity of entering into the feelings or experiences of a sufferer. Sympathy is born in the womb of experience. Much comfort often comes to a sufferer from the touch of a friendly hand and a few simple words, quietly and kindly spoken. There is a close relationship between symphony and sympathy. The former speaks of the harmony of instrumental sounds. The latter speaks of that harmony which makes suffering hearts one. The song born of suffering is the only one we can sing for the comfort of others.